It was after work one day, a young woman was on her way home, and she just decided to stop off at a little league park. There was a ball game going on, and she thought, well, I'll just watch the game for a while. So she sat down next to the, on the bench by the first baseline, and there's a little boy sitting there, and she goes, so what's the score? And he goes, we're behind by 14 to nothing. She goes, really? Well, you don't sound too discouraged. Discouraged? We haven't even been up to bat yet. That is an Easter attitude. That's what we need to hear this morning. That's the message of an empty tomb. Remember, on that first Easter morning, there had been no sighting of the resurrected Christ. There had been no breakfast by the Sea of Galilee. There was no greeting in the upper room by Jesus coming through the closed doors. All there was an empty tomb. That's how it started. Behind by 14 in the top of the first. But there was an empty tomb. And that morning, in the midst of all the broken dreams of the disciples, in the midst of the darkest hour, they peered into that empty tomb, and before they understood, there was faith. While others had given up, thought it was all over, the game had already been lost, all that they had hoped for that to happen didn't happen, there was that one disciple who saw and believed. One disciple. And look what happened. That's why it's so important to celebrate Easter every year. And why it's so important to celebrate our Mass with the church every Sunday, because it's our faith. The Easter story is a story of faith. Faith that we are a part of a game of life that Christ has already won for us, and we were invited to be a part of it. This is about Christ's resurrection and his invitation for us to follow him into that resurrected life. See, somehow the world and sometimes even our own religion has perpetuated this great untruth that somehow we have to save ourselves. That if only we're good enough or holy enough, score enough spiritual points, then maybe, or at least score more points than the next guy, then maybe God will look upon us with his favor. In doing this, we negate the great act of love that we celebrate this morning. We hang on to this false belief that if we do enough spiritual backflips or virtuous acts, complete all of our spiritual push-ups with enough vigor, that somehow God might just find favor with us. But Easter shouts to the unbelieving world that the game is not over. It's our chance to start over. It's our chance to begin anew, to create whatever it is in our lives that needs yet to be created, to renew whatever needs to be renewed, to reconcile with someone, whoever we need to reconcile with, to accomplish what up to now has seemed so impossible to accomplish, to do what we need to do as Easter people, not by our merit, not by our power, but by the power of the resurrected Christ that is alive within us. We come together on this Easter morning. Most of us are still trying to figure out what this all means anyway, right? We're like his disciples. We're trying to figure it out in our heads. But like the first disciple that came to that empty tomb, we believe, even if we don't fully understand. Because there will be times, and maybe you're in it right now, there's going to be times when we find ourselves behind by 14 in the top of the first. But we still have hope, more than hope. We have the confidence in Christ who won victory over sin, over all evil, over all darkness, over death itself. What a difference it would make in the world if we lived that belief every day, if we could honestly, truly, deeply believe in that love that he has for us. that Christ died and rose for us, and then to live that unconditional love of Jesus Christ in our lives. Because once we get there, we'll get Easter. Because no matter what the score is, we've already won.